Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
The greatest rapper of all time. Full stop, Wiggy.
There you
Don't
go.
Say anything. Except for Acrobatic. Tomorrow, weekly wrap-up on sports from Acrobatic. Tomorrow?
Yeah, should
on
be.
On tomorrow's show?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I have a rapper for you if you like Eminem. I was just showing Wiggy. NF is his name. And I think he sounds exactly like Eminem.
Really?
Very talented.
Okay.
Does not swear in his rap songs.
Really? Yeah. Why not?
That's his thing.
He has like a similar cadence. I would give you that.
Yeah. Like NYSF. Not safe for work.
Is he some kind of a Christian rapper or something?
No,
NF is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Right?
He's fantastic. Yeah, he I found him a couple years ago, and he has been tremendous.
He's been on him.
Flex.
Yeah.
I found him.
Because he started
several years before you did. Courtney.
Yeah, Therapy Session, excellent album.
Yeah, The Search.
I just don't like when rap rips.
I was hanging out with Bob at a Pokemon show in New Orleans, and he told me
about been around for a minute. I just
God in heaven.
That's what they say.
When rappers sound like other rappers, like you have your own unique style. I don't like that.
Keep it original.
Yeah, what's Bronson? What's the rapper's name? Bronson?
Arroyo?
No.
Action Bronson?
Yeah, Action Bronson. Action Bronson. Sounds just like Ghostface Killer.
Oh, God.
I don't like that. I don't like remember when Shine first came out, he sounded like Biggie.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what's going on? And I don't have your own style, have your own flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he does he enjoy Crunch a Bunch?
You knew what I meant. I mean, I corrected myself immediately.
It's fine.
Bunch of crunch.
Speaking of you rappers that don't swear, I think Nate Bargatze or Bargatze, I never know how to pronounce his name properly, the comedian. He had a great stand up on Netflix. No swears. Very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like purposefully, he does
wholesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he talks about things that aren't,
he doesn't use the F word. He's kind of like before all the drugging of the ladies, like Bill Cosby, where Bill Cosby never swore.
I mean, let's not bring Bill Cosby into this.
But Bill Cosby was like a great stand-up comedian who never swore.
He was just sexually assaulted.
That's why I said before the drugging of the ladies. I'm trying to give you
before, after,
whatever.
During?
I'm trying to give you a comedian that you don't really, Curtis is right, you don't really find comedians that don't swear.
Wiggy enjoyed Bill Cosby pre-Spanish Fly.
Jello.
Is what he's trying to tell you. As they call it, as they used to refer to it. All right. Anyway, Mike Milbury coming up next hour, and we talked about it a lot at the start of the show. Charlie Jacobs has spoken, and things will continue as they have for quite some time over there. And Charlie says he does not understand those Bruins fans who call for the head of Cam Neely and Don Sweeney. He doesn't get it. So we'll talk to Mike Milbury about that.
and other things coming up. This is Kurt from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I was going to say I'm with Wiggy on this one with Tyler Warren. I think he's honestly the best football player in the draft. I think GT is pretty good. I don't think we really need a running back right now, especially with the offensive line as weak as it is, because the offensive line makes good running backs. And then with Travis Hunter, like his versatility is really good and everything like that. I think I don't want the media storm that comes with it. And then honestly, I think Tyler Warren might be more versatile than him. His stats, man, 1,200 receiving yards, 8 TDs, and then he had 218 rushing yards on 26 carries. So it's about a little bit over 8 yards a rush, 4 TDs rushing, and then 3-for-6 passing with 35 yards and a touchdown. I just think he's the best football player. And then he also helps on the offensive line with blocking as well. I don't know what you guys thought about that.
Wiggy's been on him from jump. So
he's a matchup nightmare. Yeah. I mean, 6'5", can run, is a great athlete. You're not going to, like, you'll give him, like, little reverses and things here. But if you look at the success of when you think, you know, NFL teams, and we've been here with Gronkowski, and I'm not saying he'll beat Gronkowski, but when you start comparing people's skill set and look at what they can do, offensive coordinators in the NFL right now are salivating over potentially getting a guy like Tyler Warren, because you could do so many things with him, and he's a matchup nightmare. So that's why I would love to see him.
Well, we have draft coverage for you all day next Thursday, and I believe that Ted Johnson and Andy Hart will be out there in Green Bay for the draft. And Shime, you got a draft show on Thursday night.
I'll be joining Arcand, Fitzy, and Mego on draft night from 8 to midnight.
Oh, and a programming note.
Oh, I was just going to mention it. This is big.
Yeah.
I canceled my plans for Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
A rare Ken and Curtis show on a weekday on Tuesday afternoon. Is that what I'm hearing?
Whoa. That is the case. 2 to 6 Tuesday.
All right.
Wow. So is Jackson filling in for Curtis on our show?
I presume. Well, Jackson will be, I mean, I don't know if he'll be filling Curtis's role, which is unfillable.
Right, that's true.
Right.
A rare Ken and Curtis in the afternoon. On WEEI on Tuesday.
Yeah. Jackson here!
And just so everybody knows, I'm not being serious, but may speak to the passive-aggressive quote tweet from Fitzy yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay, I can't wait.
I mean, I've been just joking, but...
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring our heroes who built this city. The plumbers, the masons, the iron workers, the nurses, the drivers, the dump truck drivers, the excavator drivers, all of them. So if you know of a hero who helped to build this city, then please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com, and they could win $1,000 cash and a whole bunch of other great prizes. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Nominate your hero now. And where do you want to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Jason Tatum. We heard from Joe Mazzulla yesterday on Pardon My Take, talking about how he doesn't let his coaches wear last year's championship merch. Well, Jason Tatum seems to have a similar mindset here as they get ready for their playoff matchup with the Orlando Magic.
We're not defending the championship, right? We won last year. Can't nobody take it from us. But last year's last season, so that's out the window. And, you know, we're not worried about anything besides the Magic right now. We're not looking past second, third, fourth round. Right? We got to try to make it out of this one. And that's all that's on our mind is trying to get ready for game one.
Mego said sweep on this show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where everybody else stands. Maybe Orlando steals one.
Yeah,
or something.
I'd say five games.
Five games.
Gentlemen sweep, that what they call it?
Yeah, their two losses this season were in Orlando, so I think they'll drop one of those ones.
You think so? Okay.
All right.
Well, I love that. I mean, I love the attitude of – that was the Belichick attitude is – who cares what we did last year? It's about what we're doing this year. And
but
I
does
think,
anybody on the team actually believe that?
They
all know that it would be pretty sweet to go back.
Yeah, I think they all know that. But I do believe that their focus is it's about this year. You know, forget about what we did last year. It'll be cool in the story, but we need to focus on, you know, what's ahead of
us.
And
even if the players don't believe that, Curtis, I think Joe Mazzulla does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a different cat.
Can never tell what you
like, I think Joe Mazzulla does not want to talk about last year at all.
You don't think in his house he has memorabilia celebrating the championship from last year?
No.
Jiu-jitsu.
No, not him. He's Why? That he's that big of a hoddle.
He said Jiu-jitsu Joe.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's that big of a hoddle. Jiu-Jitsu Joe, where I believe in his house, he doesn't, because even somebody might come in and be like, Joe, you was capping, I saw it, and he wants to make it. I bet there's nothing in his house from last year.
Agreed.
I mean, I guess I just work with the guy that has a Boston Man magazine on his wall, so I just presume.
It was not Boston
down.
Man.
That came. I took that down. Lindsay wanted that down. I took
it really?
Down. Oh,
really? Yeah. Where'd you put it?
Just put it in, like, in the closet or something. It's like on
it's
the
on Bob's wall now. Yeah.
We have office space.
I guess I could bring it in and put it in the office. I got the Greg Hill Road sign in the office. Yeah,
we've
got
to hang it. Your section's getting a bit messy again.
We'll hang it when we get a new studio. I don't want to force it.
Rumors?
I'm hearing maybe maybe.
Okay.
I feel like maybe a new studio is in order, maybe.
Rejoin Houdini rumors?
Courtney and I will find out the morning of.
Yeah.
all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one of my leads, I think it was Monday, was about Nico Iamaliava, the former quarterback of the University of Tennessee. He has jumped in the portal. Seems like he might be tied to UCLA, but he's still kind of technically in the market. However, his market is not what he expected it to be. Here was Pete Thamel explaining Nico's market on the Pat McAfee Show.
What is certain about Nico's market is that he will not get what he's asking, and he will not get the $4 million-ish that was desired from Tennessee, which would be top of the market in this college football 2025 season. That is not going to happen. What's expected is he's going to get less than he was making, which was somewhere in the low to mid $2 million range as part of his initial then historic deal that got him to Tennessee.
Oops.
Well, he said, his handlers or his people that it was never about the money. The Josh Heupel offense at Tennessee, he felt like wasn't able to take advantage of his skill set. So now that's why he jumped in the portal.
All right.
Now that he's not going to be able to find the money he wants, it doesn't matter.
I think they were offering him 1.75 at UCLA.
And he was making 2.1 at Tennessee.
Martin Jarmon from BC.
Deshaun Foster, the head coach. I played with him in Carolina. Really good running back.
What's next?
Well, Greg, there is another player that might be available in the NFL for trade. That would be Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. Wiggy, I don't know if you'd be interested in him at all, but Ian Rappaport seems to believe that a contract is coming for Isaiah Likely, and Mark Andrews might be available.
GMs talk about balls being in the air, right? And the reason they say that is because a lot of things that could happen. You have Isaiah Likely, really good young player, emerging young player, who when Andrews was not on the field, looked like a number one tight end, going to make just $3 million next year. Teams generally like to lock up these kind of players to long-term lucrative extensions, make sure they are taken care of, and move on from there. Andrews has been there. This was Mark Andrews several years ago before he signed a huge, huge deal right before the season. Now, Andrews do $11 million. No doubt he's going to have some trade value in a draft when there's not maybe a ton of really, really good high-level tight ends. I wouldn't be surprised, based on what I'm hearing here, Mike, if some team does come in and make an offer the Ravens can refuse, even though it is very clear Mark Andrews means a lot to them, and they really, really value the person and the player.
Who am I to talk, but he's getting up there in years.
Yeah, I don't want him. No. Good for Isaiah Likely, local kid, though, finally getting his just doing, get you know, be able to earn himself some good coin. But Mark Andrews is, you basically have that in Hunter Henry.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm like the Baltimore Ravens. I want to go younger, and I want that younger next guy, and that's why I like Tyler Warren. So,
Speaking of things that start to percolate with the draft getting closer, Abdul Carter and the – what are the issues with his attitude? Or
right,
I've heard a lot of talk about that lately.
That anything was news to me.
Suddenly, out of every no,
Greg, anything you hear now that you haven't heard before, throw in the trash.
Yeah. Okay. 100% agree with Curtis.
Yeah. Okay,
it is all just it's people that are agents of other players, other teams that may want the player. It's all
because
BS.
It specifically came up with regard to the Patriots, where they had the visit. And there were still concerns.
Do you want to know why that comes out?
There were whispers that there were still concerns about him attitude-wise.
The Patriots want something like that to get out because they want him to fall to them.
Yeah.
Because they really want him, but they know there's an unlikely chance he's going to slide past the Browns and the Giants. And so they have to, like, you know, kind of, as Tom Curran would say, burp something into the ether and hopefully people kind of latch onto it and think it's real and it's not.
But if you want him, you can get him because did you see the reports that are out there?
But
that,
his agent?
No, the Giants are willing to listen to deals to trade out a number 3.
Yeah.
So why not just flip it? Give the Giants an extra second round pick or something along those lines, and then you'll get your guy.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, as a man with sweaty pits yourself,
yeah.
You understand the dangers of BO.
Yeah.
And I
it's a real problem.
It's a massive problem.
It's yeah,
also
for Lindsay. And
I it can be a real issue in the workplace if somebody doesn't understand their need to put deodorant on.
Or that's on a work trip when you're sharing a room.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Correct. Right. And so there was actually an issue with this in France at a tennis match.
Oh, wow.
The Rouen Open in France.
Okay.
Has a hygiene controversy after British tennis player Harriet Dart asked the chair umpire to tell her opponent, Louis Busson, to wear deodorant.
Wow.
Here was the audio from her asking the judge.
Okay. Can you tell her to wear deodorant? To wear deodorant? She smelled really bad. Very tough.
Wow.
She smelled that bad? Yeah. Well, it's physical activity. She's sweating extra.
But you could smell her from across the court?
Courtney, let me tell you this.
Wrong breeze.
There is no odor quite like that of being in a cable car in Europe in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
They don't know what deodorant is.
Right, they don't shower over there, right?
It's revolting.
They don't know deodorant, they don't know cologne, they don't know nothing. But you know who used to do that?
Good strategy, though.
Yeah, John Randall used to do that. Played for the Minnesota Vikings, defensive lineman. He said he wouldn't shower.
Right,
yeah.
So the guys would feel like grossed out when they got near
stinks,
him.
Yeah.
Right. He wouldn't shower?
So she's trying to prevent her from approaching the net. exactly. on a lob.
Right.
The
right.
issue is She's people like, people are trying to use natural deodorant now without aluminum, and the aluminum is really what keeps you.
What's aluminum?
It's a deodorant.
It's an element.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what aluminum is.
Yep. I know what aluminum foil is.
Or actually, Curtis will tell you, as they say in England, aluminium.
Right. Thank you, Sean.
Oh, geez, so.
Well, now you're Euro flexing? What is
what do you mean? That's
you?
Not a flex. That's
as
just what they say.
Say
it's
in
funny.
London, aluminium.
Yeah, it's funny when they say aluminium. I laugh every time.
Did you know I was in London a few weeks ago?
Oh, that's how they
actually
say
a couple months ago. But yeah, thank you.
How they say process in Canada? Like that?
Process?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say in Canada.
Amen.
Okay. Process.
Process. Yeah. A Canadian flex. So we have a London flex and a Canadian flex.
Well, no, you every like NHL analyst on NHL, whether it's TNT or ESPN, when, you know, like all the teams going through a good process with the organization.
Right.
The process.
Process. Yeah. Process. All right. Is that it, Chuck?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, great. News with Courtney coming up next. And that includes, speaking of Canada, violence on the golf course. Should never happen.
No.
It, especially when you're carrying clubs and you can do real damage. So we'll get to that in the rest of the news next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.